it would be extremely important to try to it would be important to understand whether there are particular regions of the brain that are key in the pathology of depression and bipolar disorder. I'll tell you that in the realm of depression, it is pretty clear now. There have actually been 20 studies or so showing that the hippocampus is reduced in size in people with depression. In bipolar disorder, the brain imaging studies have not shown any particular region to be consistently abnormal in size, in volume. There are some studies showing abnormal activity in certain bipolar disorder regions. The cingulate, anterior cingulate gyrus, for example, is one.